Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig never did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Wow, I am taking everything in right now. I see five people on the phone line. I appreciate that. We're going to get to everybody. It'll be quick and in a hurry and in order. Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street. That's chapter 5, verse 17. M-A-N. That's an acronym, abbreviation for music, activism, news. For those online listening, you can call in to 646-478-0944 to get heard, but I want to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen. Not sure how long. It depends on my phone callers. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may go to your phone line anyway and see what's on your mind. I'm curious, and you all do make up the show. With that being said, I'm looking at like the 216-410, 216-213, 216-860, 216-209, area code 702-609. And I think what I better do to start things off is at least, because sometimes I forget, I'm old, I don't remember like I used to. So I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. And we'll say that debuting at number 10, OPN ENT Sundays, which is like around 5 p.m. at 15453 Euclid Avenue at the OPN Community Center. Number 9, my man re-debut, Eastside, artist, promoter. Number 8, moving up, Show You from Rob Cartel. Number 7, moving up, Never Be from Suave Gotti. Number 6, re-debut, HJS, the man behind the Black Man Army CD and African American Museum Cookout. More on that later. Number 6 is HJS, but number 5, whoa, a re-debut of some dude named Sheriff Kilroy. New material, Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy. Number 4, moving up, Black Odyssey. Thousands of YouTube videos and views, I should say, thousands of YouTube views on their videos of what they've been putting up. Number 3, moving up, Black House Sounds, that Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 1. Number 2, moving up, the BMA Cookout. More on that in just a little while. As well as the fact that the Black Man's Army CD, 15,500 plus, and heard it from the BMA bus. Number 1 debut, Earthfest, Cleaning Up Neighborhoods. Congratulations to my man Jeff Schlex. They cleaned up neighborhoods and had a concert the past week. It's a dirty job, but somebody had to do it, and I'm glad they were able to get out there and represent the area and be able to do that. Before I go to the phone line, let me keep my word. You all say I never give out any information, so let's put it like this. Friends of the African American Museum and Black Man's Army presents Become a Friend of the African American Museum Cookout and Membership Drive with free food and drinks this Saturday, April the 30th, 2016, from noon to 3 p.m., 1765 Crawford Road. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Don't get lost. It's right across the street from the Thurgood Center, right on Huff. Thank you very much. All you have to do is drive by there. You hear the music. You see the smoke. Then you'll know where you're at. Your support is needed to continue the vision for restoration, development, and expansion. Monetary donations in cash or by check can be made at the Faith Community United Credit Union, 3550 East 93rd Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105. The museum belongs to you. For more info, you can call 216-577-3628. Now that I've gotten that part out of the way, I'm going to go to the first person that I gave, like, what have you to. I just want to say 216-410, you're on live. How you doing out there this evening?
All right, how you doing? This is LaVita Murray, Million Women March, still organizing for Million Women March. No justice, no peace. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well hearing from you. We've been long overdue. How is that going for you?
Well, we know we got this historical problem with roots that's deeper than social fabric in this country. That's the police brutality, and we're having a press conference 1:30 Thursday, CSU, Black Studies Department, room 135, conference room. There we will have piece of legislation introduced to help end some of this police brutality before Congress, before General Assembly. And so we're looking for you there, my brother. Black
okay.
Man's Army, Al Porter, Revolution Com, Black on Black Crime, Million Women March, Carlos Brigade, the activists is going to push it this time. And so we're going to demand the firing and prosecution of police officers involved in these unjustified killings and unarmed civilians and use of excessive force and violations of citizens' constitutional rights. Because we know we're going to also demand local, state, and federal legislation would give civilian complaint police review boards the power to discipline these officers.
Right. And what time is the press? And what time is the press? Oh, all right.
Yeah, there is a media press. Yes.
And I thank you so much. And where is it being held? Once again, we want to make sure we get as many people out there.
Yeah, we want to get as many people out there, my brother. That's CSU, Black Studies, 135 Conference Room.
I look forward to seeing you there, and thank you very much for calling that in. And how can people get in touch to become more of that Million Women's March, or should they just come on down there and see you in person?
Yeah, just come on down and come on in. Timothy Russell family, the victims would be there. Melissa Williams, victims would be there. We want to be there to support them. At this time, you know, this is not a time to be silent. This is the time that we need everybody out there. So we'll see you out there.
Thank you so much, and thank you for not stopping the fight.
All because of you, my brother.
All right. We appreciate you very much. And as I get ready to move on to some other phone calls, you're starting me off in an excited mode. Before I go to that 216-213, oh, wow, I'm looking at a whole lot of numbers right here. So I trust and believe I plan on getting to a lot of these. I do want to let people know that, that's interesting. That's also a technology fair, 2016, Thursday, April 28, 2016. That's the Cleveland Site Center, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 1909 East 101st Street. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44106, which it'll have exhibits from local and national vendors. So what we're saying right now is just feel free to take some time after that and go check out what's going on with the press conference and support your own, because it's support that has helped get a couple of things out there over and done. As a matter of fact, before I go to the phone line, I need to let people know, shoutcast.com, if you type in Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours of regional artists. 24 hours of regional artists, just go to shoutcast.com and type in Hood Tunes Radio. My man Emax the Image put a lot of heart and soul into that. You can also use the same phone number, 646-478-0944. Fridays and Saturdays at 9:30 p.m. for my man Emax dealing with Music Business 101, and the 646-478-0944. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time with Emax in the Mindset. And if they're not there, then you best believe they're doing everything they can to still add more music to that shoutcast.com. With that being said, I think I do need to go up to, because they've been here for a little while, and I can appreciate that, 216-213. 216-213, you're on live. 216-213. 2-1. And that's the reason why I appreciate the fact that some people just call to listen. And like I've always said at different times, if you want to just listen or you can't talk, hey, I appreciate it. You don't have to hang up. You could just call in and listen online. If you can't listen on computer, listen on the phone line. But if you feel like you've been left out of something, you want to say something later on, and you haven't pressed that one key, you can press the one key. Something else comes up, you might want to call back. And as long as we've got through our phone lines and phone callers, you best believe I'm going to come back to you and at least give a certain shout-out and let you know what's going on. As a matter of fact, it's been very interesting. So before I go to that 216-860 phone call, I just want to let people know, when you're in the streets, like music activism, news, you continue on and you follow through on stories. And 2 weeks ago, a Brooklyn Heights police officer pulled behind a woman who was parked. Now, she works for business, and after visiting a client, she had pulled over in a Mercedes-Benz to write in her tablet. Cop knocked on her window with one hand and the other hand on his holster, and she had to ask several times, "Please don't shoot me." Good thing she ain't go for ID, argue, because she felt like she wouldn't be alive. And as Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper, you know she puts out 50,000 copies a month, said, she felt what young black males feel on a daily basis. And since she wasn't parked near a sign or like a no parking sign or fire hydrant, cop let her go and with a smirk, and he told her be careful. So this Thursday, 6 p.m., Kimberly F. Brown, Brother Art McCoy of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, founder, man in the street, Pastor Lorenzo Norris, will meet with the Brooklyn Heights police chief where it happened, the law director, and the mayor to review policy and see what can be changed. Also want to get the chance to go out here real quick and let people know that you can find out more about Black on Black Crime Incorporated through blackonblackcleveland.com, or you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with the profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And I'm going to move right back to my phone lines because you all are very important with that 216-860. 216-860. How you doing?
Oh, what's good? How you feeling, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. What about you?
Man, I'm doing me. You know, Mr. Milligrand always do what he do.
Right.
I was peeping how they was talking about the Tamir Rice with the $6 million settlement they had.
Right.
I wanted to know what was your opinion on that. How do you feel about that?
Situation. I'm going to tell you like this. When it comes to that situation, I'm just going to do it like this. I don't want to pull out no 15-foot step ladder for a soapbox. But because you asked, let's break down the fact that they settled the $6 million, so they're going to give $3 million to the estate. What they didn't say was the mother and Tamir's sister. And the sister was slammed by the cops for trying to go to her brother's aid. They're each going to receive, I believe, $250,000 apiece. And then the estate will receive the other $3 million next week. And I believe that it was necessary. Some people will say it wasn't enough. But it wouldn't have happened if Tamir's family had listened to a lot of people. I mean, I had a friend of mine, I'm extremely, I think, on the right side of my brain, but I had a conservative friend of mine tell me that Tamir's mom, she said it to me a couple months ago that she should have shut up, gone to grievance counseling, and sat down. But if that had happened, the city would have had no reason to admit something was wrong. And to me, that's what happened. I mean, you don't pay millions if you feel you're innocent. And when you get the mayor out there, At least the mayor said this shouldn't have happened, and it's the truth. And if the cops are on, I'm thankful because the police are on notice. Because anytime you roll up on an intended target, you're not in a safe distance away to give your intended target a chance to comply. And I look back at my history, and I've seen years before, James Rhodes, Brandon McCloud. They were murdered by police, and the families weren't able to stand up. And by that happened, to me, other victims of brutality came. So I'm just thankful to the Creator for the family not quitting, and I'm very thankful that so many groups of people came out there. That my thing is, I agree with the mayor, it's not going to bring the child back, but at the same time, also agree that it never should have happened, and now it's time for the city to get up off their behind and start reining in their police officers because it can't be done.
Exactly. Let the truth be told, brother.
You know, of course, shout out to Sister Cheryl Wagner. What else is going on with you, man?
Also, I'm going to be at the Voice of Radio May Day brunch on Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I will be there as well. I know you will be there and a few others. It's
right.
Leon Harbor, at the Leon Harbor McDonald's. right across
from 11 a.m. Okay, and that'll be like 11 a.m. to like 5 p.m.
Yes, yes, it will be.
Got you.
And
thank you
so
much.
I love doing a workshop with you, man, the hip hop workshop, and I just wanted to give everybody many blessings and say what's up to everybody.
Man, I thank you for doing that, and I thank you for being Mr. Milligrand, the hip-hop advisor, and because you did that, I guess now I have to stop by and see everybody at Flowmasters, which airs from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Every Tuesday on voiceitradio.com with E-Dub, Suave Gotti, the Renegade, and, of course, Mr. Milligrand, the hip-hop
Mr.
advisor.
Mr. Milligrand. All right, you take care, man.
You too, and thank you for calling in, brother.
Uh-huh, no problem.
You know, I can appreciate the way this is going. Like I say, I'm looking at, wow, before I go to 216209, and then I had see the 702 area code with a 609 following, and I see a 216486. I also want to stop and say that, if anybody hadn't seen it, there was a reason why a certain video came out. I called it like a activist anthem. You might look up there, and if you go to YouTube, you might see Al, A-L-P-O-R-T-E-R, J-R with a comma, T-H-E-S-H-E, R-R-I-F, and it's called We're Coming. And I just wanted to say that that one, with a lot of video clips, how do I feel about what happened with Tamir Rice and why certain things happen? Anytime you can get on, and so many different people who were working on things that might have been seen on there, from the Carl Stokes Brigade, LaTanya Goldsby, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Brother Lorenzo Aiolo, Timothy Cox, Michael Nelson of the NAACP, the Revolutionary Party, LaVita Murray, Lee Thompson, Alicia Kirkman, and I see Melanated Media News, Oppressed People's Nation, Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Cop Block, Marcia McCoy and the National Action Network, Food Not Bombs from Lake County, Black Lives Matter, Brother Don Bryant, The New Abolitionist, Stop Mass Incarceration, as well as Puncture the Silence Movement. Well, I do believe that is how you get something started where people will sit up and say, you know something, we were wrong on this Tamir Rice thing. We need to start making it right. And that's why I believe what happened happened. If it wasn't for people coming together, this type of story wouldn't have happened. I do want to take the chance real quick before I go to the next phone caller and callers to let people know so they can put it on their calendar. The Truth Hurts, But a Slap Can Kill You conference. That'll be on June the 18th, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the South Point Hospital, 20,000 Harvard Avenue. That's right, 20,000, or just a 2 with 4 zeros, Harvard Avenue, Beachwood, Ohio, 44122. It is the Domestic Violence is a Community Sickness and Man in the Streets. You have activists, judges, legislatures, domestic violence survivors, and perpetrators. Prosecutor's office will be there, as women will meet separate, men will meet separate, and then both sides will meet together afterwards. They do have vendor space available for only $10, first come, first serve, so you might want to go on there and check that out. Young Scola is a hip-hop artist, 11 years old, will be by, and he had a nice domestic violence song, and he comes from definitely out of pocket, out of our area, so that's nice to see that 11-year-old artist that has that type of heart to rap about something like that. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody who's tuned into Al Porter Man in the Streets, and the one thing that I'd like to say is people are like probably saying, will he shut up and come to the phone line? So with that being said, I'm going to shut up and go to the phone line of 216-209. That's 216-209. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, what's going on?
Oh, man, I just want to There's so much, I don't even know where to start. Because, you know, I've been real busy, Al. You know, I've been shooting videos for people, you know, getting ready to do this short film called Kingpin Fantasies. We got a lot going on. So I just want to shout out to Max Spitt, first of all, because we had a really great shoot, video shoot last weekend, and a really nice song. We'll be dropping it real soon, probably this weekend. I shared it with a few people to give them a sneak peek so they can take a look at it. What Black Odyssey Films have to offer, because it's not just with us. It's not just rapping. It's not just making beats. We do film, so we can get you a nice video together for $125 on the basics. We do shows as well for the people that's listening, and we got one coming up soon. Not too soon though. I have to finish up some of this video work, and then we'll be back at the Grog Shop trying to give some artists another free video. And some radio time and
nice.
Mixtape placement as well. I do want to announce that the mixtape that we put out in January is now at 5,193 views and over 4,000 listens. So it's getting out there. So congratulations to everybody that's on that mixtape that's from Cleveland that worked with us in that circuit. So I can keep naming, but the name and the list will go real long because 20 tracks on that this week. So
wow.
All the people that made it on there, congratulations to you as well.
That's nice. That's nice.
And you know, just touching on the Tamir Rice thing, you know, because that affected me as well, you know, knowing that my godson and him were friends, and they played basketball together and everything. So, and you know, I just want to say, yeah, they got it right, but I think the one thing that a lot of news reporters should stop saying, you know, and this is the battle we always ever had with the media, you know, even though the city did not, it goes on record that they don't admit wrongdoing, but paying the money admits that you did something wrong. So I just want to make note of that. You know, because if you didn't do nothing wrong, then you wouldn't have to pay this. You know what I'm saying? If the people were trained properly, this wouldn't even be an issue. And I do want to go even further to say about what the lady that happened in Oakwood Village. I think that we don't get the proper and the same policing as other people as well. You know, we have issues that go on in our communities, and we don't have the proper policing, and we don't have the proper checks. And, you know, they profile us, and then turn around and don't police us properly, and then point the finger and say, this is what they do anyway to themselves. And you know, we kind of like caught in one of those things because, you know, if you're a black police officer, you know what I'm saying, the first thing they look at you in the street is how can you help make this change. But when you're pulling people over and you're profiling them just as well, you know, one of the things the third grade marshal said, he said, we must not take the actions of the ones who oppressed us. And I'm going to leave y'all with that.
I appreciate that so much. Man, may you continue to be successful, and stay hungry. After all these years, man, I'm just proud to say that I know you because you embody that.
Thank you. That's an honor that you said that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
No problem. Trust me. Any contact info you'd like to get out for yourself?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go in here and let them know everything. Black Odyssey, spelled BLAQODESSY. You can go to YouTube to find us. You can go to Google+. You can even Google us. And you'll find a slew of things. SoundCloud, everything, Twitter, just as well, even Instagram. So that's BLAQODESSY, Black Odyssey.
And thanks again for all that. And if you hold a line, I'm pretty sure you'll like some of the things we get into.
I sure will.
And one thing I can say, this is going along real nice. And no, trust me out there, people, don't be alarmed. I'm not done with our phone callers yet. I know I have to go to that area code 702 with a 609 following. plus the 216-486. I want to let people know that they can catch up with the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show only on voiceofradio.com, which is Thursdays at 3 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. And also, I'm going to let you know about the Art McCoy radio show, which airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. One of the reasons I do what I do is because it's always nice to link people together and let people know that, hey, it's more than, quote unquote, just about us. Before I go to my next phone caller, I should have started things off more correctly, but I want to at least give me about maybe up to 2 minutes before I go to the phone lines. But I want to start things off correctly and say rest in peace, rest in heaven to Spitboxes graffiti legend from 2003 to 2006 Club Hi-Fi Keys, NAB 1, Keys Pathras. He held the first ever Black on Black Crime Incorporated art gallery at the neighborhood Ping Pong and Chess House, which was like one of our first homes of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. He had his art on canvas, graffiti, you name it, poems, and a CD of hip hop. He even painted the CD, and what was so amazing was I looked at it and I was sure this is not going to play because you just spray painted black on top of it, and it played. That's my brother. He passed from suicide, and I just want to say that when it comes down to it, whatever it is that's bothering you, if you do commit suicide, you allow it to win. And if you want to strike a serious blow, don't allow whatever it is to beat you. You can beat it. And I'm going to definitely let you know that you can call. I'm going to give you a few numbers. 1-800-273-8255. Nationwide, 1-800-273-8255. Or 1-888-645-6570. That's 1-888-645-6570. Or 216-623-6888. 216-623-6888. Or 216-623-6555. That's 216-623-6555. Then going in order, because it happened a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to go back and say, like last Wednesday, got to give a shout out to China, a.k.a. Joan Marie Laura, December 27th, for all you wrestling fans out there, like I will admit I am, 1969 to April 20th, 2016, born in Rochester, New York, 46 years old, China Doll, ninth wonder of the world, but China was some of her names. She was 5'10", 180 pounds, debuted in 1997 WWF as the ninth wonder of the world, since Andre the Giant was billed as the eighth wonder of the world. She was a founding member of D-Generation X, the only woman to hold Intercontinental title. She won like twice. First lady in a Royal Rumble and the first lady to be in a title contender for the full championship. Even won an AVN award for porno role. Prince Rogers Nelson, June 7th, 1916, active from 1976 to 2016. Singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, actor, producer, film director, eclectic, flamboyant stage show, hip-hop, disco, funk, soul, jazz, pop, psychedelic, work with Wendy and Lisa, New Power Generation, Revolution, Vanity, Time, Morris Day, Jesse Johnson, Sheila E., Apollonia, Maserati, The Family, 94 East, Madhouse, Third Eye Girl, Andy Allo. First LPs was like Prince, Dirty Mind, Controversy, 1999, Purple Rain, Around the World in a Day, as well as Parade, Sign of the Times, and then from 1994 to 1996, released five albums to get out the contract with Warner Brothers. Even went to this symbol side. Since 2000, a lot of people don't realize he released 15 albums, 100 million pieces of music sold, seven Grammys, 2004 Rock Hall inductee. inductee and did a song called Baltimore to support Freddie Gray and the Black Lives Movement. He was really into that as of recent. He received his master's from Warner Brothers, worth billions. Yeah, that's probably why there are a lot of conspiracy theories going on with that. Billy Paul. Here's a name that people may not realize. He just passed away, like, overnight at age 81. 1972 hit, Me and Mrs. Jones. And I'm going to quit singing before somebody gets mad at me. I'm going to go to the phone line and just say I thank people for tuning in. Got a lot more phone callers on here, so we're going to do it like this and go to, of course, none other than that 702 that's been very patient with me so far. How you doing out there? Area code 702-609.
Yeah, this is 702-609-6164. This is Mike Carter II, a.k.a. Brother Hulk. How you doing, Brother Sheriff?
I am doing great. What about you, brother?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. Listen, for those that don't know about the Black Man's Army, the Black Man's Army is building slowly but surely. I've got at least 20 brothers that's looking to join up, and a few of them that have not answered the call just yet. But I'm giving you all until the end of April to answer that call. Those that are listening in, those that may be Facebook friends of the Sheriff Al Porter, I'm giving you up to the end of the month to answer that call. If not, then it's fine. It's cool, because my boots will be in Cleveland ground by November, and I'll start knocking on doors in the snow. Think you're playing with me. Find out.
I already know about you, and I think the world is about to know also. As a matter of fact, I did hear from a couple of people that I'll be talking to, and I'm looking forward to working with them as early as this week.
Outstanding. Outstanding. That is great news. And I will say this as well. Anyone else that is willing to stand up, I'm going to go ahead and quote the field general, Mr. Art McCoy. We are looking for a few good men. Those are ready to clean up, wake up, stand up, and step up to the plate. Go ahead and throw on the black uniforms, the red, black, and green flag. Oh, which, by the way, I just ordered a patch off of Amazon.com that could be our new symbol. So do me a big favor.
Okay.
Go ahead and talk to your already admitted members. And if you have a tailor, let them know not to craft any new uniforms yet. I say this to say that believe me, I will be passing this through you, since you're the okay. I'm gonna go ahead and give you the credit. Number one, because you're a great man. You're doing a lot of big things. Especially for this, not only for the city, but for black people, period. And you're the only one thus far that I've met eye to eye, face to face, and shaking hands with. So you the man in my book, all right? Now, I'm going to give you that much. Number two.
I appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem, brother. Number two, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there to say that, that you and I are both wearing multiple hats. Not only in the community activist realm, but in the hip hop realm. So, you and I are kind of like, you know, we're actually equals in this game. So, we will definitely link up. I will be there no later than November to take care of mom's, which she's doing a little better than she has been. So she's kind of up and down. But either way. We're gonna make a lot of moves, man. And I tell you something, I get tongue tied whenever I get on this phone. My butterflies start. I mean, when you tell me that the 702 number is coming up, man, I start getting nervous. I tell you why, because it's not only because of you, but it's because of everyone else that calls into your show. Is greatness, man. It's greatness that I hear every week that I call you, Brother John from Black Odyssey. That man's a genius. Okay.
Yes, sir.
The sisters from First Dynasty, Endo Dubsack from Black House, man. Brother Milligrand. It's been a while since I heard his voice, man. I'm glad he's doing better, because I know his health has been up and down. So believe me, now, every week, man, I hear greatness, and it's almost to the point where I almost need to write a script. I got to break out the pencil and the stenographic pad.
There you go.
Just to make a phone call. So, and I tell you, and that's just because it's not only being like stage fright or being nervous or anything. It's all about the greatness that you're surrounded with, and sometimes you get a little flustered.
Yes.
But I'll tell you this much: for those that are actually asking me the questions, like what's required, you know, what are the details, and I tell them just like this: it's a homegrown community activist organization that's looking to make changes, in, not only in Cleveland, okay? Because believe me, this here is going to be an Ohio thing, and I'll tell you for two reasons: there are no Black Panthers in Ohio. There are no Black Riders in Ohio. And believe me, once I get out there, I got friends on Facebook from the Nation of Islam's Muhammad Mosque number 18, the FOI members. Some of the FOI members will be throwing on black uniforms. And believe me, we're going to have stuff to match theirs, if not rival it.
Right. And
I've
I'm looking
ideas,
forward to that.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Yeah, so, if anything, I won't tie up your lines because you only have 20 minutes on the air. And you know me, I usually call you after the show anyway, so I'll just go ahead and
That's right.
that and say that I will talk to you soon.
Yes, you will. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem, brother. Peace.
All right. Peace. And before I do go to, wow, I got a couple more phone calls to go to, which is beautiful. That's 702-609-6164, number that, hey, he just gave it to you, man. Call Hawk. The man Call Hawk is definitely working and is building, and I give him that kind of credit. And I'm thankful. Before I go to the next phone caller, give me at least, because you need to know this. I got to pull out that 18-foot step ladder for the soapbox, and it's good to have people like my man John, my man Hawk, to hold it up so nobody can knock me off, because it was pointed out to me that Hawk, for Brother Hawk, that could happen. But I want to let people know that Sergeant Michael Dunnigan, we have to watch out for these things, was fired as Cleveland Police Supervisor after the massive 2012 November 29th 137-shot massacre. Now, Dunnigan and other supervisors who were suspended by the city, well, he and other suspended supervisors all went to arbitration, and an arbitrator said the punishment was too harsh. Courts then upheld the ruling after the city appealed. Now, FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police, said Dunnigan will be eligible for 2 years and 9 months of back pay while he's still under a dereliction of duty review under appeals court. Meantime, cops fired over 137 shots are beginning their appeals to get their jobs back, including Michael Brillo, the nutcase who was cleared of 137 shots, you know. He stood on the hood, shot down 49 times. Now, Shanee Hanna was fired in 2013 by the city of Cleveland from being a police officer for stabbing and wounding her boyfriend. She got probation. She was found guilty of a misdemeanor. Drug testing was ordered. Anger management class. Community service. Hell, glad she got fired. Keep her away from a gun and a badge. But hold it. An arbitrator said, it wasn't just cause to fire Hannah. Now, the arbitrator said her termination was unreasonable and inconsistent with the city's past disciplinary procedures, especially in light of her unblemished record. Wait. Her record seemed to me to be blemished when she stabbed a dude. Now, the court upheld the arbitrator's ruling by saying the city agreed to accept an arbitrator's ruling even if they feel the ruling's unjust. Now, number one, arbitrations are formed to dispute resolutions outside of court, which two parties agree to, in this case, Cleveland, Ohio, and the police union. Number two, if the city is blasted for being overzealous in punishment, it means Cleveland wasn't doing a damn thing to punish cops in the first place. Number three, arbitration was sought after for the police union in contract negotiations, and Cleveland said, dookie. Number four, the people need to watch the contract negotiations with the union and the city for arbitration in 2017 and make our voices be heard. That we done had enough of that. Speaking of having enough, I know you all are tired. I'm getting off the step ladder. You're going to complain about me talking too much, so I'm going to 216-486 with the quickness. 216-486, how you doing out there? 216-486? How
are
you doing?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I've called and doing my favorite thing, get ready, nod off. Sorry about that. But I heard brother earlier, and something about it woke me up. Because you're doing an excellent job, sir. Only thing that I say, keep up the good work. And may God bless you more and more. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll sit back and relax and enjoy and hear the others. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Thank you. And there are others. I appreciate that. I'm not going to be on the phone. I mean, talking as long as I was in between. I'm just going to give people something real quick and tell people that the Black Man Army meetings are at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Wednesdays, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings at 7:15 p.m. at 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe. It's between East 152nd and St. Clair intersections and Euclid Avenue. See, that was quick and in a hurry. I'm done with that part. Now I can go on and take a phone call from 216-450. 216-450, how are you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you, Brother Al Porter?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What's new for you?
Oh, well, you know what? I guess I'll call in today. This is Miss Lynn, also known as Sister Londa. And I'll call in as the theater director of the Cultivation Theater at 2134 Lee Road and just make some public service announcements to let you all know what we have cooking up there. We have some really great and awesome events. Every Thursday we have 216 and Park, which is likened after 106 and Park. So we have live entertainment, studio audience, and it's a wonderful time to be had by all. I believe showtime is from 8 until admission, I believe, is $10. And it's a wonderful, wonderful showcase. You don't want to miss it. Also, we're starting Chocolate Sundays, which is just phenomenal. It is the most up-and-coming neo-soul vibe that you ever want to, you know, come out to and just let your hair down and have a good time. And that happens every Sunday from 8 p.m. until, and the ticket on that, I want to say, is $7. So, you know, I just want you all to tune in and look up mycultivation.com. And look up Cultivation Theater with a K on Facebook and, you know, come out and support. We are Black-owned and operated, and we believe in creating economic opportunities for everyone within the community and giving the Cleveland talent and just local talent a platform to showcase what we're made of. So come and check us out.
That's nice. Okay, and once again, the address for that place is?
2134 Lee Road.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. And in about, because you're like, I would say master or mistress of it, I'm looking at this collective economics that I use still to this very day. It was like a stapled worksheet that was given at the Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop. So with that being said, I'm going to ask you, within about a minute, can you let people know what is so important about collective economics?
Okay, well, let's just start off. You can't do anything without the correct finances or institutions. You can't build a community, nor can you build an empire, a race, or a nation. So if you look at the Black community, our dollar goes out, bounces in our community probably once, okay? That means you might have went to a Black barber. and then your money went to Walmart, big industry. Now you take the Jewish community, and they bounced their dollar 18 times, a minimum of 18 times, before that $1 leaves their community. So that means they went to a Jewish barber, they went to a Jewish baker, they went to a Jewish grocer, they went to a Jewish cleaner, they went to a Jewish gas station, they went to a Jewish church, they went to a Jewish whatever, 18 times. It passed 18 Jewish hands within that community, Jewish businesses, before it left out. So collective economics, especially with the emphasis on the Black community, is so important because we are at a surplus of over $1 trillion of free money within the Black community, yet our dollar is only bouncing off one time within our community. So that means that we're not supporting ourselves, we're not building ourselves, and that means if you're not building and if you're not supporting yourself, you cannot sustain. So that means there's no wealth being created, and the truth behind it is there's no better time for us to come together and support one another than now. So we can make these adjustments simply by looking up the Black pages, looking up and just saying, going into a place and say, is this Black owned? And really consciously starting to support one another, like the Cultivation Theater, like the local gas station on 80th and Buckeye. They have that's a Sunoco over there. They have another gas station on 93rd and Miles, I want to say, and that's the Marathon. Okay, so then you have your grocers and people. Just, I have a Black doctor. You know what I'm saying? I have a Black dermatologist. Right. You know, my kids go to an all Afrocentric school. So everything I do, as I try to gear towards creating and continuing the wealth. You know, I'm the theater director at the Cultivation Theater, so I support a locally Black owned and operated institution. And I try to make my dollar circulate within my community as many times as possible, and making sure that we're always operating in excellence and that we're supporting something and someone that deserves to be supportive. So, you know, that's why it's so important, because we need to build ourselves.
Thank you for breaking it down like that this evening. I figured you'd be good to answer that question, so I appreciate that very much.
Blessed love and light. Thank you all.
No problem. Definitely, I'm looking forward to you definitely holding the line. Before I go and check this out, well, they've been waiting for me for too long. I want to see what's going on with 216-389 once again. What's going on over there with the 216-389?
Good evening. This is Christian Carr representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. The Cavs swept the Pistons in a hard-fought series. The Cavs' big three, within being Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, and LeBron James, came up huge, even including J.R. Smith. They won their last game in Game 4, 100-98. Kyrie Irving scored 31 points, and down the stretch, he hit a dagger three-pointer to ice the game. Now, the NFL. The Browns traded away their second pick to the Eagles for their eighth pick, and very more significant draft picks that will come in the 2017 and the 2018 draft, which will go to the Browns. I feel like the Browns have enough to compete, but we must be patient as fans and as a city, and we need to wait for our team to gel, because RG3, I believe he's the one. I really do. Now, back to Alport, the man in the streets.
Man, I'm really, as a fan, would like to see him be the one and would like to see him at least stay healthy. If he stays healthy, you're right. That is one of the most dangerous quarterbacks that's been in the league. And, but I'm going to ask you, man, preparation for your next phase, meaning going to college and everything like that, what are you looking forward to, brother?
Honestly, waking up for practice, and I believe that's going to be the one transition. So I don't like waking up in the morning. But I would have to. But if it has to do with football, then I mean, I'll do it.
Right. I got you. And that, that scholarship meant you have the grades, and I'm just proud of the fact that you have become like such an all-around young person. And I'm hoping and praying that soon we'll be able to not only continue on with the sports career, but also broadcasting as well. It seems to be your forte, brother.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. And I look forward to hearing from you next week for your report.
Okay.
You know something? I really feel very thankful for the people who called in. I'm feeling excellent about that. This is what I'm going to do. I've been running my mouth, so I think what I'm going to do is, I didn't get a chance to play them from last week. Might as well. We're going to go with some Black Odyssey, Keep Praying. Be right back after that.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah,
said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, if we don't keep praying, keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, love you, just keep praying, no matter what.
And with the time that we have left, I want to let people know, wow, I think I will play that new one from Trap Boy Mannequin VIP. But before I do that, I want to let people know that on a Saturday, Saturday midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, you can pick up 216 Radio. That's WCSB.org, 89. Also on Mondays at 2 a.m., it's the Butter Show. That's at Mondays, 2 a.m. That means you missed it. It was earlier. And that's at Cleveland Standard Time, WRUW.org, 91.1 FM. And also, you can definitely check out Blog Talk or Facebook, D Gambit Radio, Bored and Restless Club, or I'm a Superwoman Radio. You know, at certain times, like I say, I do those things to make sure people can check out each other, as well as the fact that you have Blog Talk Radio's Pastors Thompson, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and Fridays at 6 p.m., 657-383-0613. That's 657-383-0613. I think tomorrow's program, it deals with managing your vote the correct way. Fridays deals with all types of community subjects. You know something? With everything that's going on, I do feel like my guests and everybody else, we're definitely in the VIP. Debut from my man, Trap Boy Mannequin.
Hey, shawty. Damn, I like that smile. Where y'all going? What you mean it's too fast? This my party.
It's my shit.
What up, me?
Me.
Let go.
It's like 6 in the morning, in the path that he going. That money we throwing, that crystal that mowing.
In the VIP,
in the
VIP, in the VIP,
in the VIP.
In the VIP, if your name ain't on the list, I need the CID.
Light
skin chick, yeah, she used to be a model.
Dark
skin chick, same color as the bottle. Light skin chick, yeah, she used to be a model.
Dark skin chick, same color as the bottle.
In the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP, and if your name ain't on the list, I need to see her. All my niggas with me, tell your friends to come over. So turned up, spell drink on the sofa. So to see a rat, a trap, I'm a soldier. Drink a little bit, but tell the truth, I'm a smoker. If I play my hands right, no bluff poker. Everything straight over here, no soda. Started she cold, but my wrist ain't colder. It's a grand chick, she belong on a poser. Sitting there looking bad, let's cross over. Bottles over here, compliments to the owner. Say she got a man, but tonight don't understand. It's a girl birthday, so she gon' do what she want. In the VIP, only bottles in the VIP. Got R&B, meet you, no skip on the beat. And she say she ain't leaving, she fucking with weed.
Let go. It's like 6 in the morning, in the path that it going. That money we throwing, that crystal that mowing.
In the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP.
In the VIP, if your name ain't on the list, I need the CID.
CID.
Light skin chick, yeah, she used to be a model.
Dark
skin chick, same color as the bottle. Light skin chick, yeah, she used to be a model.
Dark skin chick, same color as the bottle.
In the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP. And if your name ain't on the list, I need the CID.
Shorty, babe, how about you come over to my section? Damn, your body is fit to perfection.
Shorty, what's up? Let me introduce he. That's Trap Boy Mannequin, and I'm R&B me.
VIP be going, even though it's 6 in the morning. Make your way over to the bar, girl. The bartender's still going.
Just tell them who you came to see. Put the tab on me. Make your way to the flow. Put that ass on me.
I'm straightforward, baby. Ain't no playing, I'm grown. You ain't got no man, do you? You can do what you want. In the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP. You know who I be, the bottles on me. It's a 2:45, we gon' drink and all up in this VIP.
It's like 6 in the morning, in the path that it going. That money we throwing, that crystal that mowing.
In the VIP,
in the VIP.
In the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP. If your name ain't on the list, I need the CID.
CID.
Light skin chick, yeah, she used to be a model.
Dark
skin chick, same color as the bottle. Light skin chick, yeah, she used to be a model.
Dark skin chick, same color as the bottle.
In the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP. And if your name ain't on the list, I need the CID.
In the path that it going.
Light
skin
chick, yeah, she used to be a model. To be a model. Dark skin chick, same color as the bottle. Same color, same color as the bottle. Same color, same color as the bottle. In the VIP.
In the VIP.
In the VIP.
In the VIP.
In the VIP. If your name ain't on the list, I need the CID.
Talk to you next week. Peace.